Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
After having all sorts of aggravation with a broken or possibly broken PC and Skype, we're happy to welcome back Erica Lukes. You know, think of this here, that Skype is free. And that's why it's always troublesome.
You know, something's rotten in Denmark for sure.
I think, however, if it was in Denmark, made in Denmark, it'd probably work better.
I think you might be onto something there.
Yeah, it's very possible indeed. So, I guess we have about 1,000 things to cover here, because it's been a while since we had you on the Paracast. But first, we often discuss pop culture on the show, so I'm going to ask you a key question here. Have you seen The Batman yet?
No, I haven't.
It's dark.
Okay.
It's grim.
Stay away from that for a few months.
It's dark, it's grim, and most of the time, Robert Pattinson, who plays the Batman, instead of just Batman, he speaks in this monotone voice. Very grim. It's one of the better Batman voices. I mean, the one Christian Bale used, I wasn't nuts about. But he's just so grim and dark. And I don't know. It's rather depressing. But if you like 2 hours and 56 minutes of darkness and a Batman who's constantly on the screen speaking in a monotone, you'll love the movie.
Well, you know, maybe I will watch it, yeah, or not.
Maybe you're better off not. I don't know. I'll tell you about that. So, in our little crazy corner of the world here, the world of the paranormal, what have you been up to?
You know, it's just so much. It's been amazing. I have been, you know, continuing my research into Skinwalker Ranch and the players involved, which is, speaking of dark and heavy and grim, I mean, that would sum that up. I'm also, on a more positive note, been just really digging my archive. And over the years, as I've mentioned on past shows, I have been very fortunate where I've had major donations to the archive here, and I have, you know, over 2,000 books. A lot of them are out of print, collectible magazines, periodicals from 1947 on from all over the world. I have different holdings from researchers in the subject, and most notably Gordon Lohr and from NICAP back in the 60s, and now Anne Druffel, her files, which is 70-plus banker boxes, 140,000 documents. Most of them have never been seen by the public. It is absolutely a treasure trove, and so I'm trying to get through the computer difficulties and get back to the archiving process. We set up an establishment here in Utah where people who are dedicated to the subject can come in and see the archive and then also have something online that is accessible to people because, you know, like I said, this is a treasure trove. And every day I grab a handful of things and look at it, and my mind is absolutely blown.
Tell our listeners about Anne Druffel. She was on the Paracast many years ago, and perhaps you can tell us who she was.
Anne Druffel was a researcher from California. You know, she had a sighting that was very, I think, instrumental and spurred her wanting to know more about the subject, and so she began researching, and she got involved with NICAP when she was very young, and then formed a relationship with Donald Kehoe, and I have, again, all these exchanges. She investigated cases like the Rex Heflin case, which was obviously very controversial, and at the end of the day, probably it was a hoax, but she also was an author and wrote a very important book in the history of the UFO subject called Firestorm about Dr. James McDonald, who was a brilliant man, and unfortunately he committed suicide at a very young age in his early 40s. And then she also did a lot of abduction research over the years and worked with various groups and people that worked at UCLA and were studying remote viewing. It's incredible to see the, like I said, the breadth and depth of her files, because I can go in there and look at personal correspondence with Jacques Vallée and anyone and everyone in the field. And it has given me, you know, thanks to her work over the decades, just a real wonderful place, a jumping point for me to take my work further because of everything that she laid down. But she was author, mother. She had a wonderful family. Over her life, she went, I think, from believing in things like a lot of us do to where she was asked by her daughter Alice right before her death. She said, Alice said to her mom, you know, Mom, what do you think about UFOs and flying saucers? And her, and Anne just said, show me a body, show me a craft. That was very interesting, you know, to see the transition and to read it firsthand. Very, very cool.
As we said, we had her on the PowerCast back in 2007. So we're talking about 15 years ago. At that time, it wasn't a long interview, but we focused on the death of Dr. James McDonald and the work that he did. And I guess also a little bit about suspicions that maybe Dr. McDonald's death was not quite kosher.
She did believe that, you know, she did a lot of research and got the coroner's report and spoke with different people involved. I think that she did feel that there was something suspicious about it. And you could go down that rabbit hole. He was a man that was pushing a lot of things, very controversial things at that time, forward. And he was one of the first people to really call into question, you know, the ozone and the thinning of the ozone. And his wife was also involved with a person that was in the Black Panthers. I mean, there were lots of reasons. And then you've got the UFO thing, which it, to me, is was a side note, you know, to some of the other things that he was involved with. But she felt that he was, there was something suspicious about his death. On the other side, he was known to be bipolar and was very devastated about his wife's infidelity and had tried to commit suicide earlier. And he was, you know, hurt pretty badly as a result. And so, you know, it depends on where you want to go with it.
Just having that condition, being bipolar, and back those years, it was much harder to treat.
Right. Absolutely. And he was under, he faced a lot of ridicule. You know, he didn't, he was a brave man, incredibly brilliant, and so he had a pretty tumultuous life. And it's unfortunate that somebody that had such a bright and promising career in many different areas, you know, that he left, you know, the world at that young age.
How old was he when he died?
I think he was 43.
Oh, boy, that's not even middle age. That's young. Nowadays, you're 43 years old. You're still a teenager.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That was, you know, when we talk about the death of UFO researchers, and obviously James McDonald had problems, personal issues that could have contributed to his untimely death. Another one, I don't know if you ever covered this, was Morris K. Jessup back in the 50s. M.K. Jessup, of course, he wrote The Case for the UFO and The Expanding Case for the UFO. And The Case for the UFO is where, I don't know how this happened, but we have this guy named Carl Allen who derived the Philadelphia experiment from that. Did you ever cover that?
No, but I mean, I will have to look through the Anne's files, because you never know what you could find in there. And there's so many cool places to go with this.
That's kind of unfortunate in one way, that you have all these files, multiple boxes, all analog in a sense, handwritten, typed, whatever, and just trying to search for what you want can be a job a half and then some. I'll tell you. So joining us, our special guest co-host, of course, Tim Swartz. Our guest this week is someone who's been a guest host from time to time. That's, of course, the one, the only, Erica Lukes. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Erica Lukes. Our special guest co-host is Tim Swartz. So we start out talking about untimely deaths in the UFO field, kind of the sadder stuff like Dr. James McDonald, only because, of course, Erica has the archives from the late Andruffel. And that's going to be something. It'd be nice to be able to digitize that. Have you thought about digitizing it, or are you trying that, Erica?
Oh, I'm in the process, yeah. And luckily for me, I have, you know, a mentor like Barry Greenwood, who for years has been teaching me the archiving process and preservation, historical preservation. And so I'm in the midst of hopefully getting a new computer so I can continue doing all of this. And it's a very timely and costly pursuit, you know, to not only to get the collection, to transport it back, to store it, to keep it, you know, safe from, and you have to store things, you know, obviously in the dark and no humidity and different things. Add in the equipment for microfilm and for floppy disks and, you know, all of this stuff. It's quite an elaborate and extensive process. And luckily I'm starting to get donations that are coming in to help with the archiving process, but it's a labor of love.
We also had Barry Greenwood on the PowerCast some time back, and David Marler has been on. Mm-hmm. So we're talking here about the experts at this sort of thing, and hopefully in another 20, 30 years, you'll all have this stuff digitized and we can just search for it.
You know what? I think it's going to take less time than that. I know Dave he's actually helping with I sent him, oh my gosh, about 80 audio cassettes of Ann Druffel interviewing various people over the years. And so he's working on that for me since he's got such great equipment. And then, you know, each of us helps each other as needed and put things, Barry's so great at looking at different collections and then putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And so it's a good process. It's very slick, and there's some incredibly talented people that are helping all of this.
Well, certainly this is something that requires a lot of attention to detail.
It does, you know, and it's just, it's an interesting process. It takes a special person, I think, or a very dedicated person to do this. I hear stories about Barry going into, you know, the National Archives, or going to, you know, a certain place and retrieving files that are on the verge of being thrown in the trash by, you know, an angry spouse or, you know, somebody who's just disgusted with the field and things. And so they've, you know, Jan Aldrich and Barry over the years have helped save archives that we would have never had access to. And we all owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
There you go. But one other thing you were mentioning to me as we got started here is that you keep tabs on the Skinwalker Ranch. Now, of course, Bob Bigelow's crew doesn't own that anymore, right?
No, but some of his crew is still, you know, lurking around the edges, of course.
Lurking around the edges.
Yeah, that's what I would call what those people do.
Explain, please.
You know, I've studied Skinwalker Ranch for a long, long, long time, and I've over the years gone up to the area and collected interviews and have continued interviewing the same people and looking at Skinwalker Ranch and looking at really the lack of progress of, you know, anything, looking at the fact that, well, wait a minute, we supposedly had twice now, I think, the most scientifically studied place on the planet, and yet nothing is coming out about it. You know, it's a black hole, except for now a new TV show that is quite questionable with regard to what they're putting forward that they claim to be evidence of the paranormal. And so you've got the same cast of characters, you know, that were involved with Bigelow days that have been promoting hoaxes and a lot of, you know, nonsense and steering people who get in the UFO subject down rabbit holes that aren't necessarily, in my opinion, a really reputable thing to do. They tried that with me on multiple occasions, and it's been a very interesting process for me. But at the end of the day, I can honestly tell you that I went from somebody who thought this was the coolest place on earth to now thinking it's a complete fraud, and there's nothing paranormal, and there's probably something else going on behind the scenes that I don't need to know about.
Whoa, boy. You know, I really want to get into more detail about this. We had Dr. Kelleher on the PowerCast few months ago, but it was mostly about the Pentagon UFO study and where Bigelow got the $22 million from the Pentagon and then tried to get MUFON to participate. So speaking of all sorts of strange happenstances there, but you're saying it's a hoax or a series of hoaxes, Skinwalker Ranch. By whom?
By Kelleher and Bigelow and the, you know, new owners. I think, you know, like I said, you see a lot of claims, and we've seen this for 20-plus years, and the claims are absolutely outlandish. There's nothing to back it up. That, you know, there's, I mean, it's like they just are creating, I think Kelleher and Knapp were very good about taking bits of information that Junior Hicks and Frank Salisbury had put out there with the Utah UFO display and Junior's work. And then they found this little swath of land and decided that, hey, this is really great. We can take this Native American lore here. We can pull in this UFO thing here. And then we can create this hodgepodge of, you know, kind of an exciting place where people want to go, and they're like in an alternate, you know, reality game and watch their reactions, and then at the end of the day, not really conduct any scientific work. I mean, I had the misfortune of marrying somebody that was a security guard and worked for Bass for nearly 10 years, and I have seen the photos of the property and the equipment or lack thereof and internal memos and, you know, all of this stuff. And if that was something real, then we've got some serious problems here. And I think, where did the $22 million go? It's just not, you know, I mean, studying dino beavers. And it's a clown show.
Well, when it comes to $22 million, it's better than just buying toilet seats with it. Or maybe there is, of course, not much of a distinction.
I think, yeah, exactly. Toilet seats would have been more tangible.
Well, especially those government ones, they're $734.68 apiece.
Right.
And you can buy a whole mess of them.
Yep.
If you do that. But I'm more interested here in Skinwalker Ranch, because most of the discussions we've had about Skinwalker Ranch and in general Mysterious Valley have focused on these things having some basis of reality. The thing that worries me about George Knapp is that I don't know him well, and he certainly is a well-qualified TV journalist, but things he glums on to. And we'll have more of that in a moment with Tim and Erica and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says, but for the plant, it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. There has been no response from the Kremlin about the photos. Wall Street closed Friday, continuing its losing ways for the year. This is USA Radio News. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over his rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if successful. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee, will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropping charges against Pamela Moses, who was convicted last November and sentenced to prison this past January to 6 years. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the Corrections Department not turning over a necessary document to prosecutors. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile while testifying during a hearing on Friday to decide whether or not she is eligible to run for re-election. Voters in her district, using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, said Greene helped facilitate the January 6, 2021 insurrection, disrupting the certification of Joe Biden as winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will ultimately make the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Talking about the mysterious or not so mysterious Skinwalker Ranch, Erica Lukes is joining us, and we're happy to have her and continue a discussion that you don't hear on too many radio stations. Now, I was saying about George Knapp, he glummed on to Robert Lazar, which bothers me because I never thought that that guy had anything that was genuine.
I would agree.
I mean, part of it is that, okay, I think one of the things that kind of did it for people is the fact that he claimed a certain level of education. And then when you checked that out, you found they had no record of it. So, of course, his claim is that the authorities, powers that be, destroyed or hid those records. And I thought of one thing. Okay, maybe you can manipulate records at school. But what about the students? Wouldn't there be a single student who could say, yeah, I went to school with this guy, or I shared a dorm room, or went to a bar and we got drunk?
You know, there, you would think that. And I think it's really fascinating. And again, it is an interesting thing with the UFO community. It's so easy to say, well, you know, you've got this conspiracy if all the information was scrubbed from the record, and that's a really convenient excuse for a lot of people. And as a result, people who are con artists have gotten away with a lot of things. Con artists, thieves, pedophiles, you know, all sorts of things. We just go off the cuff and believe in everything that we're presented. And I will tell you, I've done that, you know, and I try to be very transparent about everything I've gone through in this process, and in the hopes that other people are going to learn from the mistakes that I've made, because I see so many people who have had an experience or are just interested in the subject, and then they get involved and go down this, oh, the Bob Lazar story is so sexy, and look at this documentary, which is, you know, I mean, that's kind of a joke, but anyway, that's another thing. I'm just being naughty. But, you know, you go down these rabbit holes, and it's useless. It is, in some cases, destructive. And it's sad that a handful of people have held this subject hostage decade after decade and have really added nothing of importance to the subject to move it forward.
Just to let you know, we wanted to know about Bob Lazar. We did invite him on the PowerCast. He doesn't answer us. Maybe because we wouldn't let him get away with anything. Not that I would ask about his criminal convictions. His Wikipedia site here shows that he was arrested 3 times for different things.
Well, I'm sure that was made up and he was framed, you know.
Well, you know, I can't make a comment. How do you know?
You know, and I'm not going to say, you know, I mean, I can't say that there's not corruption and things, you know, things don't happen. I mean, obviously, they do, but I don't think this is one of those cases where he's been framed. I think he got involved with a handful of people, and they decided to promote a story, and then here we are years later, and, you know, it's making money. It's getting, you know, it's selling movies. It's getting people press coverage and lectures and all sorts of things, so it's an interesting thing.
Well, the thing I did notice, by the way, about his criminal background, which I won't get into, is that he pleaded guilty a couple of times. And one thing is, you don't plead guilty if you're innocent. Of course, the exception might be you don't have the resources, so you cop a plea just to get it out of your head. But, you know, it's just something we can talk about. But when we think about Skinwalker Ranch and alleged events that happened there, this is supposed to be one of a number of window areas, and we have the Mysterious Valley. Is that the same thing? Places that allegedly have a lot of events but don't?
You know what? I don't know about the Mysterious Valley. I think that there are, I mean, people's, you know, Chris O'Brien has done a lot of work, and there are people that, and there are areas that have certain types of sightings and a kind of a weird confluence of different events and things, and I'm fascinated by that. You know, I was over in Norway and had the pleasure to be there for 2 weeks and look at the study, that very serious scientific study that they are doing over there, and there are unusual things that take place all over the world. But, you know, I don't believe, and there, I mean, I hate to just throw everything out and say there's nothing unusual or paranormal that happens in that area, but I don't think the ranch is a portal. I don't think there are shape-shifting creatures that, you know, walk around, and I don't, you know, I think that what they've put forward is a load of garbage. You know, you can literally, if this was a place that was so, you know, I mean, terrifying, and it was such a threat to national security, like we've heard, the new owner and other people involved with this, if that was truly the case, that place would be locked down. You wouldn't have tour groups going out there. You wouldn't, you know, you'd have commercial aircraft flying over the property if this was a threat to national security. So, you know, what gives there, and why don't people start calling this out? It's ridiculous.
You know, it almost sounds like, you know, from your description, that the original idea of Skinwalker Ranch was to develop it into almost a paranormal Disneyland.
You know, I mean, there was something going on. Again, you look at, you know, Kelleher and Bigelow and all of these things. This was supposed to be a top secret location, but yet they wrote a book about it. You know, there was a website dedicated to promoting strange creatures and Men in Black and yada, yada, yada. You know, all of this fantastic stuff. And so why would this, you know, none of it makes sense. If you step back and you look at things rationally, you would not have a top secret testing area that is harmful to human beings. People are getting radiation poisoning and put it on the map. And make sure you've got directions to get to the front gate. I mean, come, that's just, it's, that doesn't make sense.
It may be that they figure this way. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. If people will pay for it, we'll accept their money.
Who knows what is going on? But now they've got, you know, they're doing a couple UFO conferences up there. And then they've got this wonderfully, you know, pretty new rec center that they're using. And so it's driving business to the area, which, again, is interesting since it's such a threat to humankind. But, you know, it's just a little bit.
You know, maybe you have to sign some kind of agreement that you agree not to sue anybody if you're disappeared.
Yeah, well, I know I'm
a VT comes and grabs you. Well, you know, it's not your fault. It's not their fault. You accepted the possibility that things like that would happen. But if one person was kidnapped by ET and suddenly disappeared, that would be a story of the ages.
Well, it certainly would be. I don't know. The whole thing is so interesting. And like I said, the more I learn about different business dealings and people in the subject and you know, all of this stuff, I just scratch my head. And it to me is, like I said, it's sad because there are other people in the community who have had things happen to them and they need a good place to go. They need to make sure that they're talking to people who aren't leading them down a path where everything they see is now a UFO or a spiritual sign or something like that. And I think that's happened to the community as a result of this constant bombardment of crap, thanks to Bigelow and now the new crew.
I want to ask also about the Pentagon study, since Bigelow got his hands on that, and now, of course, there is a real Pentagon study that they've taken all the money and they're using it themselves. We have Erica and Tim and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
That's one of the 27 and a half voices Tim Schwartz cannot do.
That's comforting, I think.
It is. For me as well.
And of course, if you're Mel Blanc, I guess you can do any kind of voice, especially now that he's been dead for many years. That voice must be fascinating. Getting back to the Bigelow organization, obviously I've seen him on TV, and he's a believer, or claims to be a believer. He is head of something called Budget Suites, which is a motel chain, which very few people realize is very poorly reviewed. Look at the reviews for Budget Suites in your city. Tell me, how many of those get decent reviews? So we have somebody here who is, you know, head of a schlock hotel chain and becomes this figure. How did he get the $22 million? Was it because he was connected to Senator Reed?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, who knows what sort of connections were going on there. That was an interesting, you know, I'm sure there's a good story there. Sometimes going down, you know, this direction can be very dark. And at the end of the day, I mean, either could be something going on that, like I said, I don't want to know about or need to know about. And that's on them. So
let's look at this though. We have this project that makes national headlines because of the story that the New York Times and other publications featured on it. And it sounds like, you know, a big deal. And then, of course, Luis Elizondo, the former personage connected with the Pentagon study, is privately becoming or trying to become famous, which is another story in and of itself, because you have to wonder here, I don't know Elizondo. I've seen him on TV. Seems like a nice guy. But it looks like he's just trying to profit from it. I mean, where's his expertise in UFOs? That he worked with some government study for a couple of years?
You know, I think that's the million-dollar question that everybody would like to ask. I know that, you know, like some of these people in the subject are, I don't believe they really know a lot about what's going on, and they turn to other resources like historians or other publications who did work on specific sightings, and then they'll use that and kind of recite it like this is a brand new thing that they've discovered, when in actuality that's been you know, a matter of public record for many decades and things. And so they are really good, that team of creating this new machine and also not really giving credit where credit is due. And you look at the bits and pieces that were released from the Bass study that for some reason I'm not quite sure how somebody could gain access to this. That's another story in and of itself. But the pieces that were put forward to the public were basically, you know, a passage from Clear Intent that Barry Greenwood and Larry Fawcett authored, you know, about specific sightings. And you know, you look at that and it's just a group of people who have taken other people's work and they're doing Lord knows what with it. The thing that raises a kind of an alarm about this new group of people is they use the kind of keywords, kind of dog whistles, racist dog whistles, you know, patriots, blah, blah, blah. They're using specific things that we need to storm the Pentagon, or they're creating a sense of discomfort with things. And, you know, again, it's like all of his background should be verifiable and not just by Senator Reid. Why isn't that? And then you've got people that are writing for, like, say, the Debrief, who are coming out with articles about his former boss, and they're, you know, talking about this sexual scandal and doing all this stuff. It's like some sort of tabloid hit piece to help kind of create an air of, like, oh, look, at this is the person that wronged Elizondo and things. And I think that's all very interesting. And, you know, also, I mean, for me, as somebody who has a radio show and interviews people, I've reached out to, you know, all of them, and they won't respond. I've been informed by several people that I'm on the blacklist, so they won't talk to me. And why is that? Are they that insecure to be asked pointed questions? Because if you really have the truth in something, you shouldn't be. And that is, it's the same thing that goes with the alleged owner of Skinwalker Ranch, the caretaker, whatever we call it. I had a Twitter exchange with him a few months ago, and, you know, he was mentioning that, again, this is the most paranormal hotspot on the planet. And I said, okay, you've said that. Where is the data that you promised us in 2016? You know, and it was just this ongoing thing, and finally, you know, he ended up blocking me. and I posted that on Twitter, you know, I just got blocked by somebody because I'm asking for transparency that was promised, and also kind of shining a spotlight that person had said, or, you know, I won't do the same thing Spigolo did, but yet he's involving the same cast of characters. And it's the same book of, you know, on the same playbook. And so I mentioned, you know, that. And, of course, you know, his wife was saying, you know, well, it's just if somebody blocks you, you shouldn't bring attention to that. It's just negative. And it's negative to not be transparent. It's negative to promise things and keep holding out. And then not only that, but creating this group of fanboys and girls who will do your bidding, and really, really good people that I used to have a lot of respect for have fallen into this. It's like somebody says hello to you, and it's like the earth is, you know, the seas are parting, and some, you know, the Holy Mother has come to town, and because somebody who is this mystical figure and has money is talking to me, then I'm going to throw everything out and not ask facts, or not hold this person accountable for giving the information that he promised. And that's just, ugh, it's really nasty. Thank you for letting me go on that tirade. I feel so much better now.
I'll send you a bill for that, by the way, for my consulting services, you know, for my psychiatric services. Of course, now they'll arrest me for pretending to be a doctor. Tim, you had something to say.
You look at the reality show about the Skinwalker Ranch, and it's getting ready to start its third season sometime soon. And it's like you said, I mean, here they show all this wonderful equipment that they have, all kinds of fancy cameras and electromagnetic detectors and everything, and yet they have really managed to capture not. You know, maybe, you know, a couple of like tiny little dots flying around in the sky, you know, that's about it. So, I mean, it's just like, it's like you said, they keep promising so much, but the end result is basically just cheap entertainment.
I would say, yeah. I will say that I do watch the show, and if somebody had a camera on me watching the show, that could be a show in and of itself. You know, just because I'm very animated when I watch it, obviously. But it does entertain a lot of people, and it would just be great if somebody would just say, "Yes, we're doing this for entertainment." I mean, Admantium was formed as an entertainment company. You know, it's so. Let's go back to the basics and look at that. But it's just be real. And hey, we're tongue in cheek, kind of having fun with this and things. But no, this is real. And you know, damn you if you're going out and questioning anything. We're going to block you because that's certainly a mature thing to do when you're asked questions that deserve answers. So it's really interesting. And like I said, for me, it's been a very heartbreaking. In a way, discovery, because I think all of us got wrapped up in this. Anybody who gets into the UFO or paranormal subject have a vested interest in this place. It seems so fascinating. And on the, you know, these incredible people with backgrounds, you know, I mean, Kelleher has an amazing background, and, you know, these people are involved in this, and it's got to be real. But yet, you know, yeah, nothing. It's nothing. It's just more confusion and more really outlandish claims. And I, you know, the Dino Beaver, I mean, that's just going to live in history, I think. You know, shape-shifting werewolves that, you know, I mean, all this stuff, bulletproof wolves, all these things that, again, can't be verified. And when you look at the footage on the TV show, it's like, well, those are, it's a wild pack of dogs.
It sounds like a TV show, True Blood. Where you had shapeshifters, if you recall that show at all. We have Erica, Tim, and Jean. Means you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack.
I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.